This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 5th. I'm Paul Plack. Avadyne is here at AOPA Summit in Tampa, Florida, to introduce the new DFC-90, an attitude-based digital flight control system at a price point below the DFC-100 that goes with Integra Release 9. The 90 does require at least Release 8. Teledyne Continental Motors is running an AOPA special through Sunday, which features discounts of at least $2,000 on many of its popular engines. NASA will award over $1.5 million in prize money today to Armadillo Aerospace and Mastin Space Systems for their triumphs in Level 2 of the Northrop Grumman Lunar Lander Challenge. Senator Byron Dorgan, a North Dakota Democrat who chairs the U.S. Senate Transportation Aviation Subcommittee, says he's working on a bill that would ban all personal electronic devices in airliner cockpits, with EFBs as the only exception. PS Engineering has announced the new B model of its legacy PMA 6000 audio panel. It's lighter, simpler to wire, adds new features, and even costs less with a marker beacon receiver than the original 6000 did. As expected, the FAA has rejected the proposed ban on night operations at Bob Hope Airport in Burbank, California, saying the ban would harm the nation's air transportation system. Space Exploration Technologies, aka SpaceX, says it will be ready for the first flight of the Falcon 9 heavy lift launch vehicle from Kennedy Space Center by February 2nd. And 29-year-old supermodel Gisele Bündchen, wife of New England's Patriot quarterback Tom Brady, is on track to take her check ride for the private rotorcraft helicopter certificate next week. She's expecting a baby next month. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, 2008 CFI of the Year Max Trescott discusses what additional training VLJ pilots will need to satisfy both the FAA and common sense. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.